Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly Wellness Radio. This is your Wellness Radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And in case that you want to hear other previous shows, you can always access to our podcast at www.kxoradio.com, and you'll see a full array of different shows, past shows, on different topics, mental health topics, on drug abuse topics, all kinds of different types of models, therapy models that we have through Behavioral Health. Just browse through it and click on it and just listen to it.
All the major disorders.
Yes.
Another area that we have pretty much covered topically over time. This is Let's Talk About It. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Thank you once again for joining us. And we are kicking off Recovery Month with a bang because we got two guests today, and they're both wearing bright red Celebrate Walk for Sobriety shirts. We're joined by Susan Ireland, and we're joined by Teresa Lander. They are, among other things, smart recovery facilitators. Hi, welcome aboard, Susan.
Hi, thank you for having us here.
Well, it's Recovery Month.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's get everybody recovered.
You know what? The SAMHSA, which stands for the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, it's a federally funded program, and they started celebrating Recovery Month for many years. And every year is a different topic, and it's this year, so I'm not too sure what it is, but, you know, you can go to the website under SAMHSA and under Recovery, but, yeah, September is Recovery Month.
And Let's Talk About It. It's been doing September recovery shows for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
A good while.
4 years. Susan has been pointing out.
Okay, four
thanks.
Years.
So yeah. You're like a president, and this is like the last of your first terms shows. Now, you know, when you come before, you know, we really dialed in and focused in almost specifically on smart recovery.
Yes.
Let's start bigger, and maybe we'll get smaller, and let's move around a little bit and talk more about more recovery in general.
Well, let's just, like their T-shirt say, let's just celebrate sobriety. Let's celebrate recovery.
I got a question. Let's kick it off here. Here's my question.
What is your question?
People who you've met and you've known in recovery, personally, professionally, and as part of your roles as smart facilitators, is there always a recovery story, or do people become addicted or drug abusing or substance abusing, include alcohol and that, prescription meds, just because? Have you ever met somebody who didn't have a story?
Yes, we have. A couple of people who just wanted to use because they had nothing better to do.
And they liked it enough.
Yeah, they liked it enough.
That's kind of unusual, though, huh?
Yeah, it's very rare.
And it's rare because why was it so important for them to use that drug? I mean, did they have everything in their lives that there was nothing else? Hey, you know what? I'm going to try something and...
I get a lot, we live in Imperial County. There's nothing to do other than drugs and go out and party. That's all there is to do to pass the time.
Well, that's convenient, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they go to work, have a functioning job, come home, do drugs. It just so happened they got caught. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, I guess because that's kind of my angle on this, is that for drugs to be desirable, you have to kind of pay a certain price, whether it's you know, dealing with the hangover, dealing with the social damage you created while you were intoxicated, dealing with the legal risks of carrying around, buying, and using illegal drugs. Something has to make it worth that effort, and I can't imagine, you know, that there isn't something there that kind of fuels that.
between the stimulation and the environment that we put ourselves in, it's exciting being around people that are actually have the same kind of mentality we do and just, you know, not have that give a care.
So there's certainly a pleasure aspect to it. That's, wow, this is exciting. I feel good now. But that almost implies that life isn't feeling that way without it.
Yeah.
Right?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.